طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 8th session, book 2, الجزء الثاني from the Medina book, Medina course. And we are today trying to complete the exercises from lesson 3 at Dars al-Thalith. We're trying to complete the exercises that you were assigned for homework. And then go into lesson number 4. Lesson number 4 is dealing with the verbs, the past tense verbs, the fi'l al-madi. And inshallah we're going to talk about it in detail. Okay, let me just say as we begin, just quickly, that this right here is a brief chart of the pronouns, the basic pronouns, excluding the muthanna, the dual pronouns in here. But this is a basic chart of the pronouns, masculine, feminine, singular, and plural. First person, second person, third person, okay? This is a chart of the pronouns, and along with it are the pronouns, the attached pronouns, which are attached to the verb. We know that pronouns can be unattached, munfasal, like these here, and these, or they can be attached to a verb, attached to a noun, attached to a preposition, right? So this is how the pronouns look when they're attached to a verb, okay? And it's mandatory that we recognize these pronouns. In all except these two, the pronouns are attached as a suffix to the end of the verb. In these two, we said the pronoun is not seen. It's hidden, it's concealed. It's called Bamir Mustatir. Okay? From Sitr. Sitr, right? Screen or covering. Sitr. So they're covered. But they understood that in this, the pronoun is, represents Huwa. Bamir Mustatir. Representing Huwa. Okay? Huwa means what? Third person, masculine, singular. And in this one, Zahabat. It's also a dhamir that's mustatir, that's hidden or concealed, and it represents hiya, which is third person, feminine, singular. Okay? So the rest of them we're seeing the pronoun, and we should try to remember that these pronouns are basic, fundamental to understanding and utilizing the Arabic language. This is how the pronouns look when they're connected to a verb. بارك الله فيكم.
عليكم السلام. كنت أود التحدث إليك ولكن مسافر إلى كولورادو إن شاء الله.
طيب.
عندما أرجع.
الله يحفظكم.
أكلمك بالتليفون إن شاء الله.
بإذن الله تعالى. وفيكم بارك الله. وعليكم السلام. كاتب كاتب. Okay, so every time we see a verb, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every time we see a verb, these same pronouns, in the past tense verb, these same pronouns are going to be attached as a suffix to the verb. So once you learn it one time, alhamdulillah, every time you see a verb, you're going to do the same thing with it. Okay? When we look at the mudari verb, the present tense verbs, then we're going to see that it's going to be a prefix added to the beginning of the verb. But here it's going to be a suffix in the past tense, okay? So inshallah, we're going to come back to this. We're going to go into it in some detail. But before we do that, we want to finish the exercises that you already wrote out for homework, inshallah. Okay, that was left over from lesson number 3. And that is on page 23. From exercise number 8 and 9, which is dealing with the adad murakkab, the compound numbers. And then 10 and 11, which is dealing with al adad al tartibi, the ordinal numbers. And 12 and 13, which deal with the expression أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ and أَيُّهُمَا, which of the two of them. Alright, so we're going to complete these exercises quickly, inshallah. Alright, quickly. these numbers that we have in number 8, these numbers are the numbers from 11 until 20. How they come when they are used with a masculine ma'adud. When they use with a masculine ma'adud. And later on we'll see the numbers, how they change slightly for the feminine ma'adud. Okay? We already went over the numbers from 1 through 10. And here we'll see that the difference between the numbers from 1 to 10 and these numbers is that for the numbers from 1 to 10, the ma'adud, the thing that's being counted, is plural majroor, in idalfa with the adad. It's plural majroor. But in these numbers, we see that the ma'adud, the thing that's being counted, is singular mansoob. It's singular mansoob. So pay attention that the ma'adud is going to be singular mansoob. From 11 to 99. All the numbers from 11 to 99 is going to be on this pattern that we're studying here. As you can see in exercise number 8, it says, التمرين الثامن, it says, اقرأ ما يلي. Read what follows. And why are we reading this? Because we want to see exactly how the numbers from 11 to 20 work. And as we already mentioned in previous classes, when we went over this previously, we read the key in the class, and you read it at home for homework a number of times, inshallah. We can see that the numbers 11 and 12, right? أحد عشر طالبا. إثنى عشر طالبا. What do we notice? We notice that both parts of the number, the compound number, جزء الأول and الجزء الثاني, the first part of the number and the second part of the number, they are in agreement with the ma'adud. The ma'adud is masculine, so the number, both parts of it, is also masculine. أحد عشر طالبا. Same thing with 12. إثنى عشر طالبا. This is exercise number 8, lesson number 3 that we are completing. So with 11 and 12, the adad, both parts of the number, and the ma'adud are going to be in agreement. If the ma'adud is masculine, the numbers are going to be masculine. If the ma'adud is feminine, the numbers, both parts of it, are going to be feminine. For 11 and 12. Okay? They're going to be in agreement. Muwafiq. The number, the adad, and the ma'adud are going to be in agreement. Masculine, masculine. Feminine, feminine. Both parts of the number. The other thing that we notice for all of these numbers, 11 and 12, as well as 13 to 19, is that they are mabniun ala fatta. Ahada ashara. Ithna ashara. Thalathata ashara. Arba'ata ashara. Mabniun ala fat. Yani fatta. It doesn't matter if there's a preposition before this number. It doesn't matter if this number is the object of the verb. It's not going to change. It's not going to be Dhamma, Fatta, Kasra. It's going to be Fatta all the time. Except the number 12. The number 12 is not Mabniun. It's Mu'rab. That means it can change. If it's Majroor or Mansoob, instead of being Ithna Ashara, it's going to be Ithnay Ashara. Okay? That's the exception. The rest of the numbers are Mabniun. Except number 12. If it's Marfoon, it's going to be Fatta. If it's Mansoob, or if it's majroor, then it's going to be, instead of ithna, it's going to be ithnay. Fi ithnay ashara. Ra'aytu ithnay ashara. Na'am, akhi.
Na'am, from number 12, do you think you could write that down? I got lost. Number 12, write it down? Yeah, as far as the ism of the of what it's about.
It's in the key. Yeah, it's in the key in the back of the book.
Okay.
It's there. We read it before. It's in the key, right? I'm just reviewing it. Actually, we already went over this. We're just supposed to be doing the exercise today, but I'm just reviewing it with you because, you know, just to make sure you remember. But it's there. It's written down. What I just finished saying is the same thing written in the book.
Okay.
It's in the book. I don't know, in that book there,
yeah,
is it with the lesson or is it in the back of the book? The key, is it in the back of the book? No, I'm asking. It's in the back of the book? Okay, so in the back of the book, the English key is in the back. You just look for lesson number 3. And it'll explain to you about the numbers and the grammatical rules. Okay? So basically all it's saying is that the number 11 and 12, both parts of the number, if the thing you're counting is feminine, the numbers are going to be feminine. If it's masculine, the numbers are going to be masculine. That's all we're saying here. And we're also saying, second point, is that it's mabniun ala fatta. Whether it's masculine or feminine, it's going to be mabniun ala fatta, except the number 12. The number 12, huh? The number 12. Pay attention. When you see number 12, stop and think for a second. And make sure you got it. Okay? So we see 13, ثلاثة عشرة طالبا. 14 أربعة عشرة طالبا. 15 خمسة عشرة طالبا. 16 ستة عشرة طالبا. 17 سبعة عشرة طالبا. 18 ثمانية عشرة طالبا. 19 تسعة عشرة طالبا. And 20 عشرون عشرون طالبا. Now, as far as the number 20, right, it's not a compound number. The 20, number 20 is from the uqood. 20, 30, 40, 50, okay? They are uqood. Okay, there's, it's a single number. Doesn't matter if the ma'adul is masculine or feminine. Unlike the compound numbers from 13 to 19, unlike them, the ishreen is for masculine and feminine. Ma'adul, it doesn't matter. It remains the same. It's going to be ishroon. Unless if it's majroor or mansoob, then it will be ishreen. Okay, but right now we're only dealing with the marfu'un. Okay, so it's ishroon, taliban. Thalathuna, taliban. Arba'una, taliban. Like that it's going to be. Okay, we'll come to the uqood in another lesson. But for now, we'll just say that it's on the wazn. Like, I mean, it has the same rule as the jam mudhakkar salim. Like you say, muslimoon, kafirun, mu'minun, is the same rules as the jam mudhakkar salim. Okay, the masculine sound plural has the same rule. Ishruna is like them. So you say muslimuna, muslimina, right? You say ishruna, ishrina. The waw, naam. There's a waw and a noon added to it. But the waw, if it's majroor or mansoob, it contains to ya. Instead of ishruna, it will be ishrina. Okay, if it's majroor or mansoob. The same thing like muslimuna, be muslimina. Taib. Yeah, 20, it doesn't matter if the ma'adul is masculine or feminine. It remains the same. It's not going to change. It's always going to be ishroon. So for this, ishroon taliban. If it was feminine, it would be ishroon talibatan. Talibatan. It will still be singular and mansoob. Taliba, talibatan. Instead of talibatun, talibatan. Okay? But it doesn't matter. The ma'adul with ishroon is always going to be... Doesn't matter if the ma'adul is masculine or feminine. Ishroon is not going to change. There's no masculine and feminine for the number ishroon. Majroor. Ma'adud. Okay, we have two things here, right? We have the adad. Adadun. And the ma'adud. Ma'adud. This is the number, right? And the ma'adud is the numbered, the thing that you're counting. The thing that is being counted. Thing that is being counted. The number is called the ma'adud. Ma'adud. Okay, so you have the adad, the number, and the ma'adud, the numbered, the thing that's being counted. Tayyib. So these are the numbers. Okay, so the exercise with this lesson is brief. Inshallah, we'll just go through it quickly. Okay, exercise number 9, At-Tamreen At-Tasi' says, Iqra ma yali. Read what follows. Thumma ktubhu. Then write it. Read it and then write it. Ma'a kitabatil arkam al-warida fihi bil-huruf. Ma'wa kitabat al-arkam al-waridati fihi bil-huruf. Along with what? Writing the numbers which are mentioned in this exercise, the numbers that are mentioned in it, bil-huruf, with letters. Okay, instead of writing them as numerals, you're going to write them as words. Okay, they're going to give you a numeral, they want you to write the word for it. So they give you 9-1, they want you to write tis'ata ashara. I mean, they give you a 1 and a 9, 19. The number 19, you're going to write tisata ashara. Alright? Alright. Pay attention to all the other rules that we've learned up until now. Make sure if you see something that should be a dhamma, you make a dhamma. If it should be a kasra, you put a kasra. If it should be a fatta, you put a fatta. If it should be tanween, put tanween. If it has alif lam, don't have tanween, right? And then, the main thing of this exercise is the number. Okay, who take number 1? Naam, Abdul Karim.
Firstly, this أتى أشورا أشورا طالبان.
I said it already?
Yeah, you said it.
Oh, I didn't mean this. I didn't read the whole sentence, that's for sure.
No.
I read the whole sentence, Fil Fasli?
No.
Oh, okay, no problem. Fil Fasli tis'ata ashara taliban. Singular mansub. Number two. Uh-huh. No, that's 12. Hold on. Bil-lugati. Naam. Indi khamsata ashara kitaban bil-lugati al-arabiyyati. Wa ithna ashara كتابا باللغة الفرنسية خمسة عشر كتابا واثنى عشر كتابا خمسة عشر two parts of the number, right? خمسة عشر كتابا is مذكر. So the number, the compound number, the first part of it should be opposite the معدود. And the second part should be in agreement with the ma'dud. So if the ma'dud is kitab and it's masculine, the first part of the number should be feminine. So you have khamsata, feminine. Khamsata, ashara, masculine. Masculine because kitab is masculine. Okay, the first part of the number has to be feminine. And the second part has to agree with the ma'dud, masculine. Okay? Khamsata, ashara. As far as 11 and 12, both parts of the number are in agreement with the ma'dud. So you have ithna ashara. Okay? Because kitab is masculine, so both parts of the number should be masculine for 11 and 12. Ahada ashara and ithna ashara. If it was feminine, then instead of ahada ashara would be what? Ihda. Ihda asharata. Ashrata. Ihda ashrata. Now, we'll come to that inshallah, we'll come to it. But in the feminine, right, the feminine of ashara, the feminine, the sheen does not have a fatah, it has sukoon. Okay? And instead of ithna ashara, it will be ithnata ashrata. Feminine. Ithnata ashrata. Okay, number three. Thalatha. Now, Abdul Haq. What's the vowel on manam?
Manami.
Okay, fil manami.
Fil manami, ahadan, asharan, kawkaban.
Are you putting the tanween on the end of the number? Let me hear the number again.
Ahada.
Asara. Ashara.
Kawkaban.
Taib. Ahada, ashara, kawkaban. Ra'a. What does ra'a mean? To see, naam, he saw. Ra'a Yusufu alayhi salam fil manami ahada ashara kawkaban. Kawkaban singular, mansoob. Taib, arba, naam, Mustafa.
Indi ishruna riyalan.
Indi ishruna riyalan. Singular, mansoob. Ishruna riyalan. Khamsa. Khamsa. Naam. Abu Uthman. Kam.
Kam.
Fundukan. شارعي.
في هذه الشارع
شارعي. Yes,
شارعي.
شارعي. نعم. فندقاً. فندقاً. Let me hear the number again. فيه. ثلاثة تا مبني على فتة. مبني على فتة. Always going to be فتة. No تنوين. No كسرة. No ضمة.
ثلاثة عشرة
فندقاً. نعم. كم فندقاً في هذا الشارع؟ فيه 13 فندقا. 13 ماسكلين فندقا سينجلر منصوب. كم فندقا؟ Why is فندقا منصوب here? تمييز of كم. The تمييز of كم is going to be singular منصوب. في هذا الشارع. Why is الشارع مجرور وكسرة؟ No, not حرف جر. Huh? Not because of في, huh? مفعول به. Not because of مفعول به. في هذا الشارع. Why is الشارع مجرور وكسرة؟ Because of هذا. هذا makes the word مجرور. One at a time. One at a time. If you have an answer, yes. مضاف إليه. Where's the إضافة here? No إضافة in this sentence. Listen, this is a very simple question and a very simple answer. But we got to wake up first, okay? في هذا الشارع. الشارع. Why is it مجرور with كسرة? It's a simple question, a simple answer. Just think for a second. ألف لام makes a word مجرور. Alif Lam doesn't make a word majroor. I know what you're trying to say, but you're saying something different.
No, I said it makes it one not tanwin, because if you have Alif Lam, it doesn't take tanwin.
I'm not talking about tanwin. I'm talking about why is it majroor with kasra? What makes it majroor? Fi? Is ashari, is it the ism following the harf jar?
No. Because they have the hala, so that is different now.
Okay, look, I'm going to give you the answer, okay? But if I ask this question again and I don't get the right answer, I'm going to get my stick. Ah, yes, go ahead, Abu Bakr. That's part of it. Somebody was trying to say that, but that's not clear. Nouns with Alif Lam always are majroor?
No.
So why is it majroor? Okay, it's majroor because it's bedel. You ever heard of bedel?
Yeah, sure.
You heard of bedel, right? Whenever you have a ism ishara, هذا, هذه, تلك, ذلك, هؤلاء, any ism ishara, and the word found in the ism ishara has alif lam, that word is bedel. The object of the preposition is هذا, but هذا doesn't change. It's an ism ishara, it's mabniun, right? But the word after the هذا is bedel, and the bedel takes the same ruling as the ism ishara that is connected to. You hinted at it, but you didn't say it's bedel. The answer is bedel, akhi. Listen. Fi hadha. The object of fi is hadha. But hadha is ism ishara. Ism ishara is mabniyun. Doesn't change, right? But it's in the place where it's majroor. Because of fi. Hadha is. Amma ashari. Ashari is bedel for hadha. So if hadha is in the position where it's majroor, the bedel for it also has to be majroor.
This what follows what take the kasra?
No. Bedel is a word that takes the place of something else. Okay?
You can
use the ism ishara or you can use the bedel that's connected to it. Whenever you have an ism ishara and the noun after it has alif lam, that means that noun with alif lam is bedel for the ism ishara. So the ism ishara is the object of the preposition. It's in the place where it should be majroor because of the preposition. So if the ism ishara, hadha, is in the position of being majroor, the bedel for it also has to be majroor. Just like it. It's bedel for it. Bedel means it's taking its place. It has to be the same. Okay, this is a rule that we had before a lot of times.
So
Bedel. This is not something new to us.
I understand the Bedel part, but I didn't know about that.
No, that is the whole point of Bedel.
Yeah.
That the only time it's going to be Bedel is if the word after the Ism Ishara has Aleph Lam.
Okay.
If it doesn't have Aleph Lam, it's not going to be Bedel.
Right.
It's only Bedel if it has Aleph Lam.
So if it didn't have Aleph Lam, then that word...
It won't be Bedel. No, it won't be Bedel.
That would be right off the Harf Jar, right?
No, it would not. It's not connected to Harf Jar at all.
It's not connected.
It has nothing to do with the Harf Jar. The only reason why the Harf Jar is acting upon it is because it's Bedel.
Right.
If it's not Bedel, then it has nothing to do with it at all. The Harf Jar has nothing to do with the Shari unless it is Bedel for Hazar. Okay, listen. Wait a minute, hold on. The noun that comes after a preposition is majrur, right?
Nah.
Okay. The next word that comes after that is not affected by the preposition.
Unless
it's Bedel. For the word that's the object of the preposition.
Okay.
Wa'alaikum salam. When you see a sentence where there's a preposition and a noun and two nouns after it, does the preposition affect the second noun?
No.
It has nothing to do with the second noun. It only affects the noun that is its object, which is hadha, in this case. But because a shari has alif lam, it becomes bedel for hadha. So it takes the same ruling as hadha. Naam, you could say fi ash-shari, kam fundukan fi ash-shari. Or you could say kam fundukan fi hadha, pointing to the shari, without saying shari. Okay, so they're bedel because they can be exchanged one for the other. All right, inshallah, we're going to come back to this again. I'm going to keep asking these questions, okay, of stuff that we had before. طيب هذا الكتاب هذا is مرفون because it's the مبتدا and الكتاب is مرفون because it's بدل فهذا هذا is the مبتدا in a sense right and الكتاب is بدل فهذا so it has to also be like the مبتدا it has to be مرفون
okay, okay. We gotta go back.
We gotta go back to 101. Arabic 101. Now listen to what I'm saying. These are points, right? These are points that we covered before. I know that sometimes we forget because we're not focusing enough. So sometimes something we had before, it might slip past our mind. But we're reading these sentences. The reason why I'm asking you questions about the words in a sense, because I don't want you to forget the rules that we had before. But we had this before. So I don't want you to forget this. We had this in book one early on, in the first five or six lessons, or six or seven lessons. We had this a long time ago. You probably forgot it. You probably forgot it. But that's why I keep bringing it up.
See, that's the point too, of going back, reading those lessons.
You have to go back and review. You can't abandon them.
Yeah, you're going, you forget all that information.
Yeah.
You know, story of
Don't make hedger. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, a sentence number six. Who takes sentence number six? Now, let's try Abu Bakr over here. He didn't give us something in a long time. Naam, fi hadhihi al-madinati arba'ata ashara masjidan. Huh? What does the sentence mean?
In this city,
there are 14 masjids. Okay, why is Al-Madinati Majroor with Kasra? Bedel. We just got finished saying it. Fi Hadi. Hadi is the Ism Ishara. The next word after it has Alif Lam. That means it's Bedel. So Fi Hadihi. Hadihi is in the position where it has to be Majroor. So the Bedel for it also has to be Majroor. Okay, number seven. Now I'm Abu Uthman. I didn't hear the number. Okay. Thamanu thamanu hadha al-kitabi sab'ata ashara riyalan. What does that mean?
How much is it?
That's not a question, that's a statement.
The price of this book
is? Is what? 16? 17. Type, why is Al-Kitab majrur wa kasra? It's bedel, but why is it, why is the hadha, then why is hadha majrur then? Or in the place where it should be majrur? What makes it? There's no preposition in this sentence, so how did it become kasra? I know it's Hadha al-Kitab, but why is it majrur? There's no preposition
the
here.
Price of the book.
Okay, so whenever you're talking about the price of a book, it's going to be majrur?
No, let's go back to the price.
Price is majrur?
No.
Or
price
is a preposition?
Preposition.
Price is a preposition?
No, it's
not. So where do we get anything being majrur?
I think it's
still
mubaf.
What's mubaf ilay? Thamanu hadha, the price of this. That's mudaf, mudaf ilay. Thamanu hadha. So hadha is mudaf ilay. It's in the mahal, mahal majrur. Mahal, mudaf ilay is in the place where it should be majrur. So al kitab is badal for hadha, so it has to be majrur. Thamanu hadha, the price of this book is 17 riyals. The price of this book.
But the, what's the same idea that I have it when I try to explain in English, like the price is connected to the book?
Yeah, it's connected, but I want to hear the word idafa. Mudaf, mudafa ilay. Okay, no problem. Alhamdulillah. As long as you understood it, that's what's important. If you didn't bring it out clearly, it's okay. If you understood it, that's what's important. As long as you understand it, alhamdulillah. Okay, number 8. Next page. Yeah, it's badal, but it becomes majrur because of idafa. Because hadha is mudaf ilayhi majrur. Number 8. Naam, Abdul Karim. Yeah, you have a question? First, question.
Between the thaman and hadha,
Naam.
Which one is mudaf?
Thaman is mudaf. And hadha is mudaf ilayhi. And the mudaf ilay is always majrur, or in the place where it should be majrur.
If we was to take the hadha out, it would still be the al-kitab.
It's better, so you could say thamanul kitabi.
Okay,
now it's clear, right? Thamanul kitabi is mudaf ilay?
Right.
It's clear, right?
Okay, that's how I was looking
at it.
But
no.
Okay.
Okay, because the badal always could be substitute one for the other.
Okay.
So if you took out hadha, you would have thamanul kitab. Or if you pointed to it, you could say thamanu hadha, sab'ata ashara riyalan, thamanu hadha, or thamanu kitab. You could do it either way. Kitabi, naam, because mudaf mudaf ilay. Okay, number 8, Abu Bakr. Abdul Karim. نعم في هذا الكتاب 20 درسا في هذا الكتاب في is حرف جا هذا is مجرور أو في محل جر it's in the place where it should be مجرور الكتاب is بدل so it has to take on the same ruling as هذا كتاب is بدل for هذا and هذا is the object of the preposition right So it has to be majrur. If you took out hadha and used the bedel, you say what? Fil kitabi ishruna darsan. Fil kitabi. It's clear, right? Fi hadha al kitabi. Same thing. Okay, number 9. Naam. Fi sanata. Okay, let's. What's the ending of sana? What's the vowel ending?
Kasra.
Fi sanati. Fi sanati. Ithna ashara shahran. Huh? Ithna Ashura, 11 and 12 is in agreement with the Ma'adud. Ma'adud is Mudhakkar. So the number, both parts of it have to be Mudhakkar. Ithna Ashara. Question? Yes, 12 months in a year. Now. The Ma'adud means the thing that is counted, the numbered. The Adad is the number, and the Ma'adud is the numbered, the thing that is being counted. Fayyib? Alright. That's the end of the Murakkab numbers, okay? These numbers, you must practice with them. Because before you know, we're going to go on to the feminine Ma'adud. I mean, the feminine numbers with the masculine Ma'adud. And it's going to be the opposite. Meaning, the first part of the number is going to be with the feminine Ma'adud, it's going to be masculine. And the second part of the number is going to be feminine. So instead of thalatha ta'ashara, you're going to have thalatha ashrata. Reversing the numbers, right? So pay attention and practice, because before we go to the next set, and you're going to be going crazy now if you don't practice with them and get it stuck in your head. Now,
I'm very daif with
Rakam. Everybody is. Even the Arabs can't say these numbers properly. Don't feel bad. But you got to practice. If you practice, inshallah, you can do it. Okay, number 10. Iqra ma yali. Read what follows. Okay, what are these? These are the adad at-tartibi, means the ordinal number. Al-adad at-tartibi means the ordinal number. Means the numbers that are not used for counting how many things there are, but they're used to show the order of things. That this is the first, this is the second, this is the third, this is the fourth, like that, okay? So these are called tartibi. Because tartib means the order of something, right? So these are the numbers that show you the order of something. Alright? So we said that these numbers, when we talked about this the first time weeks ago, we probably forgot by now, we said that these numbers, except number one, are on the wazn of fa'ilu. Fa'ilun. Okay? So we say, from, for example, from arba'a we say, rabi'un. From ashara we say what? Ashirun. From thamaniya we say thaminun, sabi'un, like this, okay? So the first one that doesn't conform is number one, okay? We say, we don't say, it's not on the wazn of, we don't say wahidun, right? But rather we say awwalun. The first number doesn't conform to the pattern of fa'ilun. The second number, it conforms, thani, but it doesn't take the vowel dhamma on the end. Okay, it doesn't take a dhamma. You say thani. Okay, thani. It takes fatta alif and it takes kasra. Fa'il. Okay, thani. Fa'ilun. And if the wazn fa'ilun is the wazn for the doer of the action, the fa'il, the subject. Fa'ilun. These numbers are on that wazn. Fa'il. The first letter should take fatta alif, the second letter should take kasra. Okay? Fa'ilun. Okay, so the second one we see from ithnan, thani. The third one from thalatha, thalithu. Okay, ad-darsu, al-thalithu. The next one from arba'a, rabi'un. Ad-darsu, al-rabi'u. The next one from khamsa, khamisun. Ad-darsu, al-khamisu. The next one from sitta, it's on the wazn, but it doesn't match up with the number sitta, which has ta, but rather they use del and seen, okay? Instead of two tas, they exchange it for del and seen, but you still have the wazn, fa'ilun, sadisun, ad-darsu, as-sadisu. The next one from sab'a, sabi'un, ad-darsu, as-sabi'u. The next one from thamaniya, الثامنون ثامنون الدرس الثامن. The next one from تسعة تاسع الدرس التاسع. And the last one from عشرة عاشرون الدرس العاشر. Now these ordinal numbers, you should have learned them in book one, because when we were in book one I told you to learn the numbers as we go from one lesson to the next, right? الدرس الأول الدرس الثاني الدرس الثالث. We should have learned it then. We should have learned it then. But in any case, we had it for homework, so you should have learned it last week at least. Not today. Alright? Now, look at the bottom. It says a note, right? After the last number, it says Al-Awwalu. That's for masculine. Mu'annathuhu, the mu'annath of Al-Awwal is what? Al-Ula. Al-Ula. So instead of saying Al-Awwal, if something is feminine, we say Al-Ula. Because these numbers, the ordinal numbers, are used as a sifa or a not. That's coming after the thing that you are showing the order of, and it's just like a not. It's just like a not. Like a sifa. Means that it should have the same ending. Okay, masculine and feminine, marfu'un, mansubun, majru'un, like this. So if you have ad-darsu is masculine, so you have to use al-awwalu, which is masculine. But if you had as-sayyaratu, which is feminine, then you have to say al-ula, which is feminine. Okay, it's like that. So they just tell you that the feminine of awwal is ula. We say naqulu at-talibu al-awwalu. Masculine, masculine. At-talibatu al-ula. Feminine, feminine. Tayyib, okay, let's do the exercise. The instruction for the exercise says in'at. Al-asma al-atiyata. Al-asma al-atiyata. What does in'at mean?
To like
inseminate,
right?
No, not the feminine. It's from, look at the root of it. Oh, okay. The root of it is noon, ayn, ta. Not. Not and manut. Make a not. Make a not, meaning an adjective. The not is the same as the sifa, right? Not and man'ut. Or sifa and mausuf. Same thing. The not is the sifa. It's an adjective, okay? So they say make adjectives. From what? Al-asma'a al-atiyata. The following nouns. Bil-adadi al-tartibi. They want you to use an ordinal number to make a not for the following nouns. And this adad al-tartibi is mushtaqqa, is derived min al-adad al-madhkur, from the number that is mentioned amama kulli wahidin minhuma, that is mentioned in front of each one of them. There's a number, right? You see the word al-yawm, and then there's a number. They want you to use that number. What's the number after al-yawm? Thamaniya, right? So they want you to make a knot for al-yawm with an ordinal number that's taken from that number that's there beside it or in front of it. Okay? So they want you to say the eighth day. Okay, who'll take the first one? Naam, Abdul Karim.
Al-yawmu al-thaminu.
The eighth day. Okay, the second one, next one. Naam, Mustafa.
At-talibu
al-thalithu. The third student. Next one. Naam, Abu Uthman. Again? Ad-darsu al-ashiru. Ad-darsu al-ashiru. From ashara. Al-ashiru. Naam. The tenth dars.
You
skip some?
Fisanity?
He's going straight down.
Oh, we're going straight down. I'm sorry.
Oh,
no problem. They're not in the order like that? Alright, okay, it's alright. I know, that's the whole problem with that book. They rearranged stuff the way they wanted to. Dar es Salaam, may Allah help them. Changing stuff, man, making confusion for us. Type, anyway, I'll just tell you which word we want, you give it to me, okay? The next one is a safha. Who wants to take it? Naam, Abu Bakr. Go ahead. We have nine in front of minds. But a safha is feminine, so the number, the order number has to be feminine. Naam, as-safhatu at-tasi'atu. Has to be feminine though, okay? Tasi'atu. Tayyib, next one. Al-juz'u. Naam, over other. Abdul Haq. Al-juz'u, al-juz'u, al-awwalu. Al-awwalu. Naam, the next one. Fis-sana. Fis-sana. Naam, Mustafa.
في سنة رابعة رابعتو في سنة رابعة تي.
Now why is it رابعة تي? Because it's a not, and it's describing the manout, which is sana, which is majroor. So if sana is majroor, the not for it also has to be majroor. The not has to agree with the thing that it's describing. So you have fi as sana تي. As-sana is majroor because of the harf jar. And al-rabi'atu is majroor because it's a not describing as-sana. And the not and the man'ut have to agree. Taib, the next one. At-taliba. With the number 6. Nobody wants that, huh? No, everybody wants it now. Okay, Abu Bakr, you can have it. Sadisati? Naam. At-talibatu as-sadisatu. Feminine. At-talibatu as-sadisatu. Naam. Abu Uthman.
Al-baytu taminu. Al-baytu taminu.
The Saba. Huh? Sab'a. Sab'atu is feminine. This word is bait, is masculine, right? Al-baytu as-sabi'u. As-sabi'u. Naam. Next one, al-ghurfa. Naam, over here, the other Abu Bakr. Al-ghurfatu al-khamisatu. Feminine. Al-ghurfatu is feminine. Al-khamisatu, feminine. Last one, al-juz. With the number 2. Al-juz'u. Naam, go ahead.
Al-juz'u. Thani.
Good. Al-juz'u, al-thani. Without dhamma. Remember the number 2, it didn't take dhamma here. Unless if it's feminine, al-thaniyatu, it will take dhamma if it's feminine. Tayyib. Okay, so those are the ordinal numbers. And there's really nothing to it. It's just a matter of remembering it's on the wazn fa'il. That's all. That's all we got to remember. Just remember that al-awwal is a special case. And athani doesn't take dhamma. And sitta becomes sadis. Tayyib, number 12. Yuwajji al-mudarris ila tullabi as'ilatan mukawwinatan min alaysa kathalik. Fayujibu alayha al-tullabu bi bala. Huh? يوجهه المدرس. The teacher will direct إلى الطلاب, to the students, أسئلة, questions, مقونة, composed of what? من, composed from what? أليس كذلك. Alright, these questions are going to contain what? أليس كذلك. Is it not so? فيجيب عليها الطلاب. So the students will answer those questions by what? Bala. Every answer has to be bala. Don't give me no na'am. No la's. Just bala. Okay, I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain. I'll remind you. We went over this previously. It was in the key. You're supposed to have read the key for homework. But I'm going to remind you. Bala is the affirmative answer to a question that's in the negative form. Okay? In a normal question, if you want to affirm something, you say na'am. If you want to deny it, negate it, in a regular question. If you want to affirm something, you say, if you want to affirm it, you say, na'am. If you want to negate it, you say, la. In a negative question, if you want to affirm something, you say bala. If you want to affirm it, you say na'am. If you want to affirm it, you say na'am. In a negative question. Okay, so be careful. Na'am, in a regular question, na'am means you affirm. But in a negative question, na'am means you deny. So if somebody said to you, alasta bi Muslim? Are you not a Muslim? And you said, na'am, astaghfirullah. It's dangerous. You gotta be careful, huh? That means you negate, you're in agreement with negation. Are you not a Muslim? And you're saying, na'am, I'm not a Muslim. Hey, that's not what you want. You want to say, bala. Rather, I am a Muslim. Na'am, not a Muslim. Alright, so this is a tricky one, but anyway, you just gotta pay attention. If it's a negative question, you want to affirm, you say, bala. You want to negate, you say, na'am. Okay, so I'm gonna ask some questions. Whoever wants to take the first one, you can take it. The first question is, أنت من الهند أليس كذلك؟ نعم عبد الكريم.
بلا.
طيب بلا. Give me a whole answer. بلا. بلا. What would be the rest of the answer if you said بلا? If I said to you, أنت من الهند أليس كذلك؟ You say affirming بلا أنا من الهند. نعم بلا أنا من الهند. أنت مريض أليس كذلك؟ Anybody. أنت مريض يا عثمان أليس كذلك؟
بلا أنا مريض.
بلا أنا مريض. No. بلا. If I said to you أنت مريض أليس كذلك؟ You are sick, isn't it so? You were saying بلا. نعم it is so. You were saying بلا أليس كذلك؟ بلا أنا مريض. بلا أنا مريض نعم because you're affirming بلا means you're affirming
is بلا the same as like push
no
okay,
no
you're
no it's different okay. You're affirming
I'm affirming that yes I am sick
I'm saying أنت مريض you are sick
نعم
أليس كذلك you're affirming that yes I am sick but you're not saying نعم because it's a negative question if you say نعم it means I'm not sick but you want to say نعم I am sick you're affirming أنت مريض. I'm saying you are sick. And you want to affirm that yes, you are sick. If I said أنت مريض. Or if I said أنت مريض. You say نعم. أنا مريض. But that's in a positive question. But in a negative question, أليس كذلك, you still want to say I'm sick. But you're not going to say نعم. You're going to say بلا أنا مريض. بلا أنا مريض. You have to just remember when you say بلا, you are affirming. If you want to negate the statement, then you will say na'am. If you want to affirm it, you say bala. Bala is affirmation. Okay, if I said to you, for example, anybody, anta faqirun, alaysa kadhalik?
Bala.
Bala. Ana faqirun. Jayyid. Taib. Anta أنت قدير كبير أليس كذلك؟
كبير
بلى
أنا
كبير نعم there's no young people sitting in here right now طيب أنت طالب ذكي أليس كذلك؟ أنت طالب ذكي أليس كذلك؟ بلى أنا طالب ذكي طيب أنت تاجر أليس كذلك؟ بلى أنا تاجر Like this, okay? Anyway, inshallah, we're going to come back to bala in another lesson. So we're going to get some more practice with this. But we're just trying to get introduced to the idea. Okay, the last exercise, ayyuhuma. Ayyuhuma, which of the two of them? Ayyu means which, right?
Yes.
And huma is the pronoun, the dhamir, the muthanna, two of them, both of them. You, I mean the two of them, third person, muthanna. Yushiru al-mudarris ila talibaini. The teacher will point to two students. وَيَقُولُ هَذَانِ طَالِبَانِ أَيُّهُمَا أَطْوَلُ نعم هذاني طالباني أيهما أطول or he will point to two books إلى كتابين ويقول هذاني كتاباني أيهما أجمل وهكذا
huh?
No, it's not dual numbers, but it's just we are using the dual form of the noun because we're asking about two things. أيهما. So you have to use the dual form. Like if somebody said to these two books, هذاني كتاباني. أيهما أجمل. And then you will say, هذا الكتاب أجملهما. Is the most beautiful of the two of them. Like this. Now. Bala or Bel? Bel is different from Bala. Bel is yani like istidrak. Bala is something different completely altogether. They just look like each other, have nothing to do with each other in meaning or anything. They just look like each other. They resemble one another, huh? It's like two twins, one of them accepted Islam and the other one rejected, right? They look like each other but they have nothing to do with each other. One is a Muslim and the other is a kafir. Okay, in any case, these exercises you should have done, you know, written this stuff in your book and this is the vocabulary. And let's go on now quickly, with whatever time is remaining, to look at the next lesson. Okay, we already started to talk about the next lesson. While we're waiting for the Iqamah, okay? We have a little bit of time, yes. We have a little bit of time. Alright, so what we want to do, since you already read the key, right? And you already read the dialogue, and you already studied the vocabulary, we're not going to spend a lot of time with that today, because we don't have a lot of time, okay? But I'm just going to look at just a couple of quick points, okay? Quickly. If you already read it, inshallah, you should be okay. But if you didn't read it, then you might have a little problem here, okay? Let's look at the key, English key in the back of the book on page 13. English key in the back of the book on page 13. Just quickly. Okay? Are we waiting for anybody you're looking for? Okay, please let me know when you find it. English key in the back of the book to lesson number 4. On page 14. You got it? Okay. Page 14. The key is on page 13. We're going to go to the second page. Page 14. Alright? It says on the top of the page, number 2. This is the second point in this lesson. To render a verb in the madi, negative, the particle ma is used. You have a verb in the past tense. Madi, right? Madi means past tense. You want to make it negative. You want to put it in the negative form. So you use the particle ma, mim fatta alif. For example, ذهبتُ إلى السوق. I went to the market, right? You want to make it into a negative statement. I did not go to the market. You just use ma. ذهبتُ إلى السوق. ما ذهبتُ إلى السوق. أكلتُ الطعام. ما أكلتُ الطعام. Huh? صليتُ صلاة الفجر. ما صليتُ صلاة. I don't want to say that one. I did pray Salat al-Fajr, alhamdulillah. Brother brought me to the masjid this morning. MashaAllah, we had a nice dars after Fajr. It was good being back at Masjid Ikhwa for Fajr. And praying over there. Allahu musta'an. Tayyib, okay? Ma kharaja al-imamu min al-masjidi. Ma kharaja. The imam did not go out of the mosque. Ma kharaja. خرج الإمام ما خرج الإمام دخل بلال بلال entered ولكنه but he ما جلس دخل ولكنه ما جلس he did not sit okay so that's ما that's used for negation that's ما النافية there's another ما that we had in book 1 in the first lesson right and that's ما الاستفهام ما when you use to ask a question this is a different ma here, so pay attention. They both look exactly the same, but their meanings are different. Okay, question number 3. point number three, the difference between na'am and bala. The word bala is used to reply to a negative question. If a Muslim is asked, Alasta bi Muslimin? Are you not a Muslim? The answer is bala. Ana Muslimun. Bala, I am a Muslim. But if a non-Muslim is asked the same question, Alasta bi Muslimin? He replies, Naam, lastu bi Muslimin. He will say, yes, I am not a Muslim. Alasta bi Muslimin? He will say, yes, I am not a Muslim. But a Muslim will not say Naam. He will say, Bala, Ana Muslim, I am a Muslim. Right? So in reply to a negative question, Naam means no. And Bala means yes. And German has a word for this, which is whatever it is, Dutch. I don't know. Taib, anyway, let's go on. Number four, li'anna means because. Li'anna. For example, ma kharajtu min al-bayti. I did not go out of the house. Li'anna, because al-jawwa, the weather is baridun. It's cold, right? Li'anna. Also, we have another sentence. Dhahaba Ibrahimu ila al-mustashfa. ذهب إبراهيم إلى المستشفى لأنه مريض. Because he, لأنه مريض, is sick. Ibrahim went to the hospital because, لأنه, because he is sick. Note, نعم.
In لأنه, we use the preposition
who. You mean the pronoun?
To go back to
Ibrahim. We use the pronoun who. So that means that li'anna can be followed by a ism zahir, a clear noun, or it can be connected to a pronoun. Okay, li'anna, it can be followed by a clear noun, or it can be connected to a pronoun. Note that li'anna is made up of li, which means for, explaining the reason why something, and anna, which is a sister of inna. Anna is from the akhawatu inna. So the noun following li'anna is mansub. Why is it mansub? Because of anna is from akhawatu inna. Okay? So li'anna is composed of the preposition li and anna from the akhawatu inna. So the noun that follows is going to be mansub if it's a ism dhahir, if it's a clear noun. If it's a pronoun, pronouns don't change, right? They mabniun, they remain the same. But they're in the it will be in the position where it's supposed to be mansub. Okay, after that, we have the first point which we began to talk about in the beginning of the class, and that is the past tense verb. Okay, so hopefully you already read it, and I'm just going to review what we already went over, and that is the forms of the verbs that we're going to take today is dhahaba and dhahabat. Both of these have a hidden Bamir mustatir, have a hidden pronoun, which is the fa'il, the subject, the one that's doing the action. Zahaba, the Bamir mustatir, it represents huwa. We understand that it means huwa. We don't see any pronoun connected here, but we understand because it's a hidden pronoun. And it represents huwa. And zahabat also has a hidden pronoun, Bamir mustatir. And what is the hidden pronoun here? Hiya. We don't see it, but it's hidden, okay? These two have a hidden pronoun. All the rest of the verb forms have a pronoun that you see. You see the pronoun tu, ta, ti. You see the pronoun here, na, tum, tunna, waw, al jama'ah. That means plural. And noon and niswa. That means niswa, nisa, plural, feminine, plural, okay? So we're going to see the pronouns connected to the verbs in all forms except third person singular masculine and third person singular feminine. Zahaba and Zahabat. Damir mustatir means a damir pronoun that is concealed, hidden. Sitr, there's a satir, a screen, a curtain covering it, hiding it. It's behind the curtain, you can't see it. Huh? Don't look behind the curtain. It's hidden.
If it's mixed feminine and masculine, how would you say
it? If what's mixed feminine and masculine?
Woman, husband, wife, they went, they left.
You use the dual. Naam, zahaba, dual, zahaba, huma, right? Kuma, use the dual form. Right? The dual form, kuma, huma, antuma, is not masculine or feminine. It's used the same. If it was two men or two women or a man and a woman, it's the same form. Then it's plural.
One man and 50 women.
We're not going to get into that. Other people are listening. You have a dispute at home you're trying to resolve with us? No, I'm just messing with you. Now, mustatir. Dhamir is a pronoun. Dhamir is a pronoun, and mustatir means that it's hidden, it's concealed. It's concealed. Mustatir. Alright, so that's it. That's it. Okay? Just go back and read the key again for more homework, and inshallah, try to do the exercises that we had for homework last week. Inshallah, we're going to do them again. Okay, let's look at the dialogue. Today we're going to look at the dialogue, inshallah, in the few minutes that we have. We have a little bit of time, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. We're going to look at the dialogue, which is not long, and then we're going to start doing the exercises that you already did for homework anyway. The exercise is lesson 4. We said to do the first 4 exercises. Huh? You probably didn't get the email. If you go back and check the emails, I think that's what I said in the email. But anyway, I could be wrong. My memory is defective like yours. All right? But I think I'm sure I said that. In any case, no problem. We're going to do them now, okay? Let's look at the Ad-Dars Ar-Rabi'u. Ad-Darsu Ar-Rabi'u, the 4th lesson. Yusuf, okay, paying attention to what? What are we looking for in this exercise? We're looking for the things that we had. And the key, in the grammatical points, we're looking for the grammatical points. Especially, we're looking for verbs, past tense verbs, right? And we're looking for the suffix that's added to it to indicate the one who's doing the action, the pronoun that's connected to the verb, okay? Okay, Yusuf says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ibrahim says, Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bika. وَمَرْحَبًا بِكَ Welcome to you. يَا خَالِي. What is خَالِي?
The name.
That's a name? No, it's not a name. It's a? What kind of uncle? Maternal or paternal?
Maternal.
Mother's brother. That's your mother's brother. Yeah, that's... Am is father's brother. This خال. خالي. كَيْفَ حَالُكَ لَعَلَّكَ بِخَيْرٍ What does لَعَلَّكَ بِخَيْرٍ mean?
I hope you are well.
Naam. Hopefully you are well. Perhaps you are well. Inshallah. This is what you hope good for someone. Yusuf says, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. What does he mean by Alhamdulillah? He said, لَعَلَّكَ بِخَيْرٍ He said, Alhamdulillah. Naam, I'm بِخَيْرٍ Alhamdulillah. That means he's saying, Naam, ana bikhair, alhamdulillah. He just shortened it by just saying alhamdulillah. But he means by that, he said, la'allaka bikhair. I hope that you are well. He said, he's saying to him, ana bikhair, naam, ana bikhair, I am well. Alhamdulillah. But instead of saying ana bikhair, he just said alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Ana bikhair, alhamdulillah. Huh? That's good, alhamdulillah. Aina abuka ya Ibrahimu? Aina abuka ya Ibrahimu? What does that mean? Where's your father, O Ibrahim? Ibrahim says, Zahaba ila suqi. Zahaba ila suqi. Zahaba means what? He. Zahaba huwa. Dhamir mustatir huwa. Zahaba ila suqi. He went ila suqi. أرجاء مجرور اسم مجرور يوسف says وأين أمك and where's your mother ذهبت إلى خالتي زينب ذهبت what's the dhamir here dhamir مستطير here she went إلى خالتي زينب she went where خالتي is my aunt but Is it his father's sister or mother's sister? Mother's sister. So in other words, where did your mother go? She went to her sister's house. who happens to be my maternal aunt.
Asuq
means the marketplace. Asuq. We used to have a bookstore here in downtown Brooklyn. Remember Asuq? Asuq bookstore? That was in the old days, right? That was one of our first Muslim bookstores. Yeah, Brother Musa and his wife. Asuq. No, I think the... ذهبت إلى خالتي زينبا. طيب زينبا. Why is زينبا taking فتا? Because it's a proper name. So proper names always take فتا?
No, sometimes it changes.
Huh?
Sometimes it changes.
Why is زينبا with فتا? إلى خالتي زينبا. I'm going to give you a hint. Zainab is bedel for khalati.
No.
That's a hint. That's not the answer. That's just a hint.
But it's coming off. It's coming off the fi'al, isn't it?
Fi'al? No. Zahabat ila khalati Zainab. Okay, look. Ila khala, right? Huh? It's mamnu min al-sarf. Zainab is mamnu min al-sarf. Why is it mamnu min al-sarf? Huh? Feminine proper nouns are mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, but why is it taking fatta? You good. You use mamnu min al-sarf. That's part of it. What's the rest of the answer? Look, ila khalati. Khala is the object of the preposition, right? So it's majrur, right? Khala. The ya here is ya al-mutakallim, my aunt, right? But khala itself before the ya, khala is majrur because of the preposition. And Zainab is bedel for khala. So Zainab is majrur. And the sign of it being majrur is fatta because it's what? Mamnu min al-sarf. Did anybody follow that? Huh? This, you're supposed to know this. You're supposed to know this. Khala is majrur because of ila. And Zainab is bedel for khala. It's bedel for khala. So Zainab is majrur. And the sign that it's majrur is fatta. Because it's mamnu min al-sarf. And words that are mamnu min al-sarf don't take kasra. If they're majrur, they take fatta. Fatta. So we don't say Zainab is mansub with fatta, it's majrur. But the sign that it's majrur is fatta because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Naam. You could say ila, she went where? Zahabat ila Zainaba. Ila Zainaba. Because it's better for khalati. ذهبت إلى زينب. So it's majrur. The sign that it's majrur is fatta. Because words that are ممنوع من الصرف don't take kasra when they're majrur. They take fatta. They don't take tanween and they don't take kasra. We had this ممنوع من الصرف when? Book 1. طيب. وأين إخوتك؟ وأين إخوتك؟ What does that mean? Where are your sisters? Ikhwa is the plural of akh. Ibrahim says, Zahabu ila al-jamiati. Zahabu. Look, Zahabu, this is waw al-jama'ah. This is the waw that indicates masculine, plural, third person. Zahabu represents hum. Hum Zahabu ila al-jamiati. Ila al-jamiati. Yusuf says, وَأَيْنَ أَخَوَاتُكَ وَأَيْنَ أَخَوَاتُكَ What does it mean?
Where are your sisters?
ذَهَبْنَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ ذَهَبْنَ is this one. هُنَّ Where are my sisters? هُنَّ ذَهَبْنَ This noon is representing هُنَّ. It's noon and نِسْوَة. Noon that represents femininity and plurality. نِسْوَة. نِسَاء. Third person, feminine, plural. ذَهَبْنَ Not ذَهَبْنَا, which means نَحْنُ ذَهَبْنَا. ذَهَبْنَا with a short vowel, إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ. Yusuf says, أَمَا ذَهَبْتَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمَ أَمَا ذَهَبْتَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمَ
Huh? That's a question.
That's a negative question, right? أَمَا ذَهَبْتَ Did you not go to the school today? You didn't go to school today? He says, Bala, ذهبت. I did go. ورجعت. بعد الحصة الأولى. And then what happened? And then I returned after the first حصة. What is حصة?
Period.
الحصة الأولى. Notice, this is the ordinal number, right? الحصة الأول, right? الحصة is feminine. So you can't say الحصة الأول, you have to say what? الأولى. He said, بلى, ذهبت ورجعت. I went and I returned. بعد الحصة الأولى. Yusuf says, لماذا رجعت؟ لماذا؟ What does لماذا mean?
Why?
Now, ماذا means what and لي means for, right? For what? Why did you return? Ibrahim says, رجعت لأنني مريض. لأنني مريض. I return because I am sick. Yusuf says, لا بأس. لا بأس. No harm. Don't worry. It's okay. لا بأس. أذهبت إلى الطبيب؟ Huh? What does that mean? Did you go to the doctor? He said, لا بأس. Did you go to the doctor? نعم. ذهبت. What if he had said to him, لا بأس. أما ذهبت إلى الطبيب؟ أما ذهبت إلى الطبيب؟ What would he say? بلا what? Same thing. بلا ذهبت. He would say ذهبت, but this time he would say بلا instead of نعم if it was a negative question, right? أما ذهبت بلا ذهبت. But if you just said أذهبت, you say نعم ذهبت. أما ذهبت بلا ذهبت. Both of them is affirmation. نعم in a normal question is affirmation. بلا in a negative question is affirmation. But in both cases he's saying what? I went. نعم ذهبت. بلا ذهبت. طيب أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. أين ذهب أبو إبراهيم؟ Where did أبو إبراهيم go? ذهب إلى السوق. وأين ذهبت أمه؟ ذهبت إلى خالتي زينب. Huh? To my aunt زينب. Huh? Or you could she went to her sister. Her sister. Because خالتي is his خالة. But it's not her خالة. She went to, don't say she went to my aunt. She went to her sister. Her sister. Or you could say to Ibrahim's aunt. The aunt of Ibrahim. Nam. Or you could just say to, she went to her sister. Nam.
What's the difference between am or amma?
Am means paternal uncle, and amma means paternal aunt. It's feminine. Am is uncle, and amma is aunt. Khal is uncle, and khala is aunt. Both of them is uncle and aunt, but am is your father's brother, and khal is your mother's brother. Both of them, your mother's brother and your father's brother is your uncle, right? But one of, it's not complicated, it's specific, it's meticulous. Arabic language is rich. You don't have no mistake about it. If somebody says ammi, you can't imagine that he's talking about his mother's brother. He said ammi, you know he's talking about his father's brother. Arabic is clear. English, you say, I went to my uncle's house. You could be talking about anybody. It could be your mother's brother, father's brother.
What was the
answer to
that question,
Shaykh,
number two?
The answer to, what was the question number two? أين ذهبت أمه? Well, you could say, ذهبت, ذهبت, she went, إلى, you can either say she went to, Ibrahim's aunt. Or you can say, to her, she went to her sister. Her sister. إلى أختها. Her sister. أختها. Not أختي. If you say أختي, you say she went to my sister. She went to her sister. إلى أختها.
If you went and returned to Ibrahim, how
would
you say
who? No, if you want to return to Ibrahim, you would say Ibrahim's aunt. The aunt of Ibrahim.
So you have to use
You say ila khalati Ibrahima. Khalati Ibrahima, the aunt of Ibrahim, the maternal aunt of Ibrahim. طيب, these are more questions for comprehension. Dha hadhihi al-alama sah. Put the sign of correctness.
We didn't do number
3. Okay, mata raja Ibrahimu min al-madrasati. Mata raja Ibrahimu min al-madrasati. Naam. Ba'da hisati al-ula. Naam. Raja Ibrahimu من المدرسة بعد الحصة الأولى. طيب, put the sign of صح, of being correct, صحيح, أمام الجملة الصحيحة, وهذه العلامة خطأ أمام الجملة غير الصحيحة. Put the check in front of the sentences that are correct, and put the X in front of the sentences that are not correct. Okay, just tell me if this sentence is correct or not. إبراهيم Ibn Ukhti Yusuf. Ibrahim was Ibn Ukhti Yusuf. Is that khata or is it correct? Is Ibrahim the son of the sister of Yusuf?
No.
No? Okay. Who is he then? He's the son of who? You say you think so, right? Okay, look. Go back to the beginning of the lesson, right? Look what it says. Ibrahim says, alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, ahlan wa sahlan wa barahan bik, ya khali. So who is Yusuf to Ibrahim? He's his khali. That means that he's his uncle from his mother's side. His mother's brother. His mother's brother. I don't know. Yeah. His mother's brother, the sister of Yusuf. Naam. That's his mother's brother. طيب, Yusufu Ammu Ibrahim. Yusufu Ammu Ibrahim. Sahih or khata? That's a khata. Okay, so who is he then if he's not his am? If Yusuf is not his am, who is he? His khal. He's his uncle, naam. Am is uncle, khal is uncle, but he's not his am, he's not his father's brother, he's his khal, his mother's brother. Akhawatu Ibrahima dhahabna ila al-maktabati. The sisters of Ibrahim went to the maktaba. True or false? Khata. Where did they go? Ila al-madrasati. Taib, arba. Ikhwatu Ibrahima dhahabu ila al-jamiati. Khata or sah? Sah. Sahih, huh? They went to the jamia. طيب, number 5. ما ذهب إبراهيم إلى الطبيب؟ ما ذهب؟ صح أو خطأ؟ What does ما ذهب إبراهيم إلى الطبيب؟ What does it mean? He did not go to the doctor. Did he go to the doctor? He did go to the doctor. He said he did go to the doctor. Look, it says right here. It says, نعم. نعم. He said, "Alabas, أذهبت إلى الطبيب؟ نعم, ذهبت. نعم, ذهبت. ما ذهب إبراهيم إلى الطبيب؟ That's خطأ. He did go. This sentence is saying he did not go, and in fact, he did go. So, exercise number 3. دعا في الأماكن الخالية فيما يلي الفعل ذهب وأسنده إلى الضمير المناسب. ضع في الأماكن الخالية. Put in the empty spaces or in the blank spaces. فيما يلي and what follows. The verb, which verb? ذهب. وأسنده and connect it. Make إسناد of it, right? Connect it to the دمير المناسب, the appropriate, suitable pronoun. Appropriate, suitable pronoun. Meaning, they want you to use the proper form of the verb with the pronoun that's the suitable for this sentence. Okay. If it's masculine, you gotta make it masculine. If it's singular, you gotta make it singular. If it's plural, you gotta make it plural. If it's feminine, you gotta make it feminine. Okay? The form of the verb. We only had how many forms of the verb? Zahabtu, zahabta, zahaba, and zahabat. We only had 4 in this lesson. We don't have all these here. Or we had maybe, no, I think we had 6. Yeah, I think we had 6 because we had zahabu also. And zahabna, we had 6.
Okay, so we only had these six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Okay? Okay, so the first one. What should the first one be? Al-awladu zahabu ila al-mal'abi. The boys, they went to the playground. Number two. Al-talibatu. Al-talibatu. With a short vowel. Dhahabna. With noon and niswa. Dhahabna ila al-madrasati. The female students went to the school. Number three. Al-mudarrisu. Dhahaba. Masculine singular. Dhahaba ila al-fasli. The teacher went to the classroom. Number four. Ana. Dhahabtu. Naam. Dhahabtu. Singular. Ila al-matari. I went to the
airport.
Al-matar. Airport. Number five. Ukhti. Dhahabat. Ila al-matbakhi. My sister went to the kitchen. Matbakh? Okay, no problem. You're not the only one hungry. Don't worry about it. Type number six. Aina anta. Aina. Aina what? Dhahabta anta. Anta here is for emphasis. Aina dhahabta. If you said to somebody aina dhahabta, it's sufficient, right? But if you say aina dhahabta anta, that's for emphasis. You, specifically. I don't want to hear about nobody else. When I ask you, aina dhahabta anta? Don't start telling, oh, my sister went over here and there. That's when your parents tell you, where did you go? And you start making up stuff. Oh, my sister did this. No, I don't hear about anta. Aina dhahabta anta. That means they don't mean no nonsense here. Give me the answer. I don't know where you've been. Where have you been? Who told you can go out? Number four. Saha al-jumal al-atiya. Correct the following sentences. Taib?
No.
Taib. Okay, let's correct the sentence. Adhahabtu ila al-mustashfa ya Muhammad. What should the verb be? Adhahabtu. It says adhahabtu ya Muhammad. What should it be? Adhahabta. Because you're talking directly to Muhammad. Masculine? Second person, singular. Adhahabta ila al-mustashfa ya Muhammad. Aminatu wa Fatimatu wa Zainabu raja'u min al-jamiyati. What should the verb be? Raja'na. With noon and niswa, with a short vowel. Raja'na. Type number three. Zumalai zahaba ila Makkata. That's plural, right? Masculine plural. Zumalai zahabu. With wow, al-jama'a. Zahabu ila Makkata. Number four, Ana Raja'ta min al-Riyadi Amsi. Ana Raja'tu min al-Riyadi Amsi. Number five, wa alaykum salam. Maryamu wa banatuha zahabat ila Juddata. Zahabna, plural, right? Maryamu wa banatuha, that's plural. Zahabna, with a short vowel, noon and niswa, ila Juddata. أمي قال أنا مريض. What should the verb be?
قالت.
أمي قالت. Is that our then or that's from somewhere else? Oh, okay. أمي قالت أنا. What about the rest of the sentence? What could be changed here? أمي قالت أنا مريضة. Feminine. مريض مريضة. طيب, number five. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا ما. Answer the following questions in the negative using ما. Using what? ما. Okay, answer the question. أذهبت إلى المدرسة أمس؟ نعم. أذهبت إلى المدرسة أمس؟ لا. ما ذهبت؟ لا. ما ذهبت؟ أرجع أبوك من بغداد؟ أرجع أبوك من بغداد؟ لا. ما رجع أبي من بغداد؟ أذهبت أختك إلى المستشفى؟ لا. ذهبت. لا. ما ذهبت أختي إلى المستشفى؟ Okay, number six. Okay, we're going to stop here because we're not going to be able to finish this lesson, right? But we're almost finished. Anyway, inshallah, write all the exercises out from 1 through 5 if you didn't do them already, and do the rest of the exercises to the end of the lesson. Do the rest of the exercises in the next class. Somebody remind me that we're going to start from exercise number 6 on page 29. Alhamdulillah. Now, okay, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.